This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. From companies selling out of storefronts, door-to-door, advertising by word of mouth, direct mail, newsprint, and now through social media and the internet, Cincinnati has a long and solid history as a city of marketers. The D-Squared Cincinnati Digital Marketing Conference, now in its seventh year, takes full advantage of the marketing talent and knowledge that exists in Greater Cincinnati. The D-Squared stands for Digital Dialogue, and the conference focuses specifically on the concept of putting the customer at the center of an organization's business and marketing decisions. The conference takes place September 22nd and 23rd at the Horseshoe Casino. And joining us for a preview of D-Squared Cincinnati is Judy Thompson, Executive Director of American Advertising Federation Cincinnati. Judy, thank you so much for being here this afternoon with us.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Judy, tell us about the American Advertising Federation and what the organization does.
Well, many of your listeners will probably remember us as Ad Club Cincinnati. We were founded back in 1904. We were actually called the Five Points Club at that time. It was five newspaper men got together and decided that there should be an organization that where they can get together and talk instead of fight. And so the organization was founded very shortly thereafter. It became the Advertisers Club of Cincinnati, and then eventually the Ad Club, or the Advertising Club, and then the Ad Club. About 3 years ago, we decided to change our name to AAF Cincinnati to represent the National Federation with which we'd been affiliated. Actually, one of our founders was one of the founders of what was what became the American Advertising Federation. So we've been affiliated since 1905. So long-time organization. What many people don't know is that we actually founded the Better Business Bureau in Cincinnati.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
It was our vigilante committee. And Joe Seal Ehrlich, the president of the local Better Business Bureau, will confirm that it was our vigilante committee that became the Better Business Bureau. And as a result of that, she sits on our board every year.
So how many members are there in Cincinnati?
We have about 300 members now. We've been as high as 500, and every year it's a renewal process, so we're reaching for 500 again, but we're right around 300.
Okay. I would assume the marketing community in Cincinnati is growing, so that shouldn't be too tough to get back to the original number.
That's true. That's true.
Now, this is the seventh year for D-Squared, correct?
Right.
How and why did the conference originally get started, Judy?
Well, along about 2007, we were beginning to see more and more interactive advertising and more digital use of digital in the advertising business. And the board of directors looked at it and said, you know, we really need to get serious about leading the way instead of kind of waiting to see what happens. It was true. I think if I look back in our files to the 1950s, when there was this new thing called television and they were so sure it was going to do away with everything else, no more radio, no more magazines, all that. And I think it's the same kind of a process that's taken place. What's happened is, we realized that we'd better get with it or lose out. So we formed an ad hoc committee that looked at it, and we had our first, we then called it the Digital Non-Conference, and we called it a non-conference because we hosted it at a hotel, but we had all the breakout sessions at bars in the downtown Cincinnati area. So the first few years, it was called the Digital Non-Conference. And it was just, it was last year that we partnered with Dunnhumby, and they said, we'd like to consider a name change because it really, the non-conference, it may be fun, but we knew that we couldn't grow it and still have it at bars around the downtown Cincinnati area. So we moved it to the Horseshoe last year, and we got rave reviews about that. People love the space. Last year, we sold out at a 400 maximum. We did not have the entire second floor last year at Horseshoe. We had something else. Christian Moorline had some other activity going on the evening of our first day, I think, or second day, maybe. And so this year, we have the entire ballroom floor of the Horseshoe Casino, and we're prepared for as many as 500 participants.
Oh, so the event's definitely growing.
It is growing, yeah, yeah.
What makes Cincinnati the ideal place for a conference like this?
Well, Cincinnati is big on branding. I think everyone knows. You may have heard of Brand Hub, which is a designation that our Greater Cincinnati community was given by the state a few years ago. And we are are obviously headquarters of Procter & Gamble, of Macy's, of Kroger. We've got companies like Scripps that are very big in the digital arena. We are like the center of branding. There are more brands in our community that are at home in this community than probably any other city in the country.
Would you say that Cincinnati is a leader in digital brand building?
Absolutely. And I think that's become more and more true as Dunhumby has, you've no doubt seen the center of downtown with Dunhumby's new building. And certainly they are huge in the digital branding arena and the work they do for the major companies.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation about D Squared Cincinnati with Judy Thompson. And Judy, does the digital world create a lot of new opportunities and new challenges for marketers?
Absolutely does. I think it's taken probably the years that we've been working with it. We have realized that it's ever evolving, and a lot of people initially thought that it would take over for everything else, that it would be all digital all the time. But at the same time, we're finding that a lot of the companies are talking about integrated marketing plans that include a major digital component, but still may include direct mail or may include magazine or newspaper advertising. So, and broadcast advertising in many respects is still alive, but you're always going to be hearing more about promoting things via the social media or the internet or all the other digital avenues.
The conference focuses on what's customer centricity. Is that the term? Is that correct? What exactly does that mean?
It's about putting the real emphasis on what the customer's experience is. So, rather than thinking in terms of, what we want to do, it's what would be most comfortable for the customer. And so if the customer wants to hear about the latest new shoe styles from Macy's or wants to hear about the latest couponing available to them based on what they've purchased at Kroger's last week, then that's what we want to give to them. But we want to give it to them in a way that's most comfortable for them. So there are going to be some people that would prefer to pull out their latest issue of the Sunday Inquirer and pull their coupons from that, where others are very comfortable receiving those coupons over their smartphone. And I think that's the whole idea, is the brand wants to deliver to the customer the way the customer wants to receive it.
That's interesting, because I would think that customer centricity is something that would come naturally to marketers, but that's not the case then, from what you're telling me.
No, I think, well, for years, of course, all of the advertising was, you watched your television, you saw the ads that the advertiser decided to send your way. And now it's becoming much more, if now is my time to think about what I'm going to buy at the grocery store this weekend, I may use my smartphone to pull up my Kroger coupons.
Now, does Cincinnati have some good examples of companies that have been successful by being customer-centric?
I think very much so. I think Macy's would be one of them. One of our speakers last year was from Macy's in New York, and she talked a lot about how they have. I have a little experience in the retail field myself, having worked at McAlpin's years and years ago in the advertising department. And then the exciting thing was about retail advertising, that if you ran an ad, a fashion ad on Tuesday morning, in the afternoon, the fashion merchandiser would be up in my office saying, "Oh, we did great. We really pulled, you know, we sold 17 of that same dress." Well, the same thing is the conversation I had with a lady from Macy's from New York, is that today you do all that digitally and you get your numbers. You know exactly how well something did if you've sent something out digitally to people, or if people are using a digital coupon. So I think Macy's has done an excellent job of zeroing in on their customers.
Yeah, and let's see, Macy's has been around for, what, 150-some-odd years, a long time, so they must be doing something right, especially when it comes to taking care of their customers.
Exactly.
Judy, how much harder a time do businesses have in protecting the integrity of their brand now that anyone can post comments, whether those comments are true or not, online? And conversely, does that allow companies a better opportunity to create community online?
I think yes to both of the above. It's a challenge certainly to brands that have kind of let themselves be out there, that they will get negative responses. But the companies that are really on top of it and have people monitoring all of those possibilities, and there are a lot of companies that are designed to help that happen, so that you can hire somebody to watch your brand's social media. And I'm sure a lot of companies have that internally now. But it gives them the opportunity to be right on top of the negative comments. You know, they used to say that for every negative comment that there'd be 100 people who were making negative comments that you didn't know about. And now in the digital arena, I think you find out about the negatives that are coming out about your product or service, and that allows you the opportunity to either fix it or explain your side of the equation, so that it's not just the bad side being seen.
They can also take the bad things and the bad comments and use them as an opportunity to build goodwill, I would think.
Absolutely, yes.
So does that mean that companies need to devote more resources to that area, social media, the digital world?
Yes, I think that's true. And I think you're seeing that if you read like Advertising Age or Adweek, some of the industry trade publications, they talk more and more about budgets being divided up in such a way that more is being devoted to digital and maybe fewer dollars being devoted to some of the other media opportunities.
What are some of the topics that are going to be covered at this year's D Squared conference?
Well, we got some really great speakers coming to speak, and some of these topics are kind of fun titles, and I'm not sure what we're going to find out at this sessions. But I will say that the kickoff keynoters are a duo from Rachel Hadaway from Dunnhumby, USA, and then J.B. Brokaw, who is president of North America Sociomantic Labs, which is a company that was recently purchased by Dunnhumby, and I believe it's a European company. And they're going to talk about This Time It's Personal.
Okay.
So we have another of our keynoters. Okay. I've got a piece of paper here that's printed in color that I can't read very well.
If you're like me, your bifocals kind of say, what am I looking at?
It's something like that. Right. We do have a keynote panel on the first day that will include Dave Knox he's the chief marketing officer at Rockfish, and he's also the co-founder of The Brandery that many of your listeners will be familiar with, but the keynote panel is going to speak on collaborate to innovate, what startups and marketers can learn from each other. I think that will be very interesting.
And it sounds like the idea of the conference is you're really trying to get the attendees to think outside the box on this issue.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, this is not, this is a conference where there are few enough people that you can actually talk to the speakers. You know, we don't have thousands of people there. So
that's why it's called digital dialogue.
That's exactly true. It's an opportunity to talk back and forth. So if you perhaps are a small startup company and want the opportunity to actually meet one of the senior people from Kroger, for example, we have a keynoter, Matt Thompson, who's director of digital and e-commerce at Kroger. He's going to be speaking, and many times our speakers, I can't speak to this year in terms of what they'll do, but many times our speakers have stayed for the whole conference. So it's an opportunity to network with some people because their topics are so of interest to the CEO as much as it is of a big company as much as it is to the smaller company.
And what's the website if people want to get more information on this, Judy?
It is d2cincinnati.com.
Well, Judy, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Judy Thompson is Executive Director of AAF Cincinnati.